It is fantastic on Static on 2SER to be joined by Mickey from Piroshka. How are you doing?
I'm okay. It's quite early in the morning. Well, it's not that early, but I had a bit of a late night. I think it's just that when I sort of sit up late, like you just go, ah, yeah, go on, have another one then. Pour me another one. I'll be fine. And then I'm not.
And apart from having to do the early morning Zoom calls, has it been fun making records again? Is making albums easier a couple of decades into your career?
I don't know, actually. I mean, I think with this record, because we had a lot more time in the studio and it wasn't quite such a rush, it does feel like more wedded to what I was doing in Lush. But it's still different because you don't have that intensity. You know, back then when you had a lot of money, let's be honest, you know, you can mess about in a studio with a producer and you've got like a 6-week stretch books or something, you know, so there's a lot more time. Whereas with lower budgets now on that stage where you're sort of having a couple of days here and a couple of days there and trying to get everybody in the same place at the same time is always a bit of a challenge. So it's different in that respect. It's not a full-time band in the way that Lush was.
I was also wondering though, Mickey, if there was a freedom about making records now without the weight of the band's previous legacy or expectations. Is it a freer experience to make this music?
Yes, and in a funny way, not being massively successful is actually a bit easier as well, because you don't have that kind of weight of expectation and the kind of urgency to keep the momentum going. So I do feel with Lush, it was quite difficult to experiment when you've got a kind of winning formula and you don't really want to mess with that too much. Whereas when a band is sort of not exactly raking in the millions, you do feel like you can start over again with every record because there's no need to maintain what you already have, you know. So in that sense, I think it is actually quite freeing. And I always did think that down the line, second album, that's when it becomes less about Lush, more about Piroshka. And I think that that will clearly sort of increase with each album.
And Mickey, Piroshka seems to be imbued with such a great spirit too, because it was fantastic the way this band formed as a hangover from the Lush reunion, which had a winding up in 2016. And so it seems like it was a good spirit to start this band in. You had Justin, ex of Elastica, who'd been drumming, and Mick, who was ex of Modern English, who'd been playing bass at the end for Lush, kind of encouraging you to keep making music.
Yeah, it did have a good momentum behind it. And there was a kind of, you know, chance, fateful sort of unfolding to that, because it wasn't a matter of ringing people up and going like, oh, we really need a bass player, can you come along? It was just like everyone was kind of in the room already. So I think in that respect it had this sort of natural flow to it. I think the difficult part was the break from Lush. You know, when we started writing the songs for Piroshka and even when we were recording, I kept it so quiet. I mean, I really did not talk about it to anyone because I just didn't want anyone to sort of start kind of jumping all over it and taking it apart before it had a chance to even blossom. So I was a bit conscious of that shadow of expectation. And I mean, that's probably quite a debilitating thing, but when you can hear the kind of critics in your head, you know, oh, it's not as good as Lush, or it sounds just like Lush, what's the point? You know, it was that kind of thing that was sort of slightly, I just needed to get that all out of my head and not have it sort of hanging over me.
Yeah, it must be hard. As much as you want to create music in that bubble, there's always those voices in the back of your head.
Yeah, and it's hard to sort of make yourself not pay too much attention. And I think in a funny way, I probably did. You know, there's songs on Brickbat that I think I felt, oh, I can't write a lyric like that because it's too much like Lush. And I tried to sort of be a bit more outward looking and all of that, which was, you know, it was quite interesting to do. But I mean, this time around, I've just gone right back to the old formula. You know, I thought, well, you know what, I gave that a try, but it's not totally me.
And the other component for Piroshka as well, Mickey, was bringing in your partner, Moose. He was sort of suspicious of the Lush reunion, right? So it must have been good for him to then see you sort of focusing your energy on a new project after that Lush tour had finished.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. We were sitting up about talking about this last night, actually. You know, he was saying, you know, I knew it. I knew it was going to go wrong. I told you. So I was like, And I was, yes, I know, but if it hadn't have been for that reunion, we wouldn't be doing this band. And he was insisting that that wasn't true and that that was a very odd way to look at it. But, you know, I hold by that because me and Moose have been together for 25 years. And, you know, throughout that period, people have said, have you never thought of making music together? And we could never get it together.
Yeah, you did it the wrong way around. You had kids first, then formed the band.
Well, yes, there is that. There is that, yeah. I mean, the kids did occupy a large time. But because I had always thought of a band as being completely all-encompassing and having to take over every bit of your life, it hadn't really occurred to me that you can make music in this slightly more compartmentalised way. I mean, in Lush, it was never that way. You had to be constantly available for everything. And that's quite a new experience. And quite possibly I would have done something with Moose earlier if I realised it could be that casual. And I think there is a bit more kind of, okay, it's fine. No one has to worry. We're just a band. We're just being experimental. The next record will be different. The next record after that will be different again. We're just going to carry on doing it while we're enjoying it. So that I think that relaxed attitude actually helps towards a creativity.
And Mickey, in terms of lyrics, this second Piroshka album feels much more personal, whereas the debut Brickbat was made with the political and social climate that was swirling around behind it, Brexit and things like that in 2019. This album opens with Hastings 1973, which is a song about Moose's mum, right?
Yeah, I think Moose felt he wanted to write about a lot of relationships. And to be fair, I think on Brickbat as well, he wrote songs that were more personal and relationships. I think, like I said before, I think it's me that was, oh, you know, if I write about that kind of stuff, everyone's going to compare it to Lush. So I made more of an effort to write about slightly more kind of out there political things just to give it a go and try and differentiate from the past. But with this album, I felt maybe it's that going back to writing about more personal things, but actually finding a space where you can do that from the perspective of someone older. So I think the fact that Familiar was, you know, kind of started off really the base for that was a kind of menopausal, you know, sort of mood change that I noticed in myself. And even with Lovable, which, you know, I mean, I hate sort of sitting there and explaining every spit and cough of a lyric, but, you know, it's basically clearly about a long lasting relationship. But I still think you can talk about that with a friend, you know, apply that to a friendship or whatever. It's just that idea of kind of having gone through a lot together, and it's a bit warts and all. Whereas I think in Lush, I would have written more about the kind of sparkly, oh my God, I'm so in love, or, you know, it's all sort of more raw and urgent in terms of feelings. I think as an older person, that has mellowed. And so it felt quite good to be able to write lyrics from that perspective.
Well, Mickey, there's been plenty more living and reflecting to put into your lyrics nowadays as opposed to 30 years ago. Is writing lyrics a more fulsome experience for you now?
I think it is sometimes. I mean, what happened with Lush is we ended up on quite a treadmill, and you would end up, I mean, I think with Love Life, we might have recorded like 27 songs, because by then it was all, you know, different formats and different territories, and we need different B-sides, and it was crazy. And when you're trying to write that many lyrics, some of them end up, you know when you're in trouble is when you start writing lyrics about being on tour, right? Then you really have run out of stuff to talk about, you know.
Well, there's no danger of that in the COVID universe. You know, you can't even go on tour to write songs about it.
Yeah, there's not going to be many tour records coming out of our tour lyrics, though.
And Mickey, with a bit of distance now, are you still glad that Lush reunion happened? You've been posting a lot of old photos from the band, and it's certainly not something you've turned your back on. With a bit of distance, does it feel like it was a good thing to do? Especially, I guess, as we've mentioned, because it did lead to Piroshka.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people self-justify, don't they? You know, they move to some place and outwardly you're going, are you sure this was the right idea? And they'll go, yeah, of course it was. I'm really happy. I tend to be a bit like that, a bit glass half full. So I always think all experience is valid and important. And, you know, I really did love playing music. And I kind of rediscovered that. I didn't do it for 20 years. And when we did the reunion, even just being in a rehearsal room felt like, wow, this is actually really good fun. Who knew? I'd forgotten this. Never mind being on stage and the absolute rush off that. And the satisfaction of playing songs where you think, God, you know, we wrote some really lovely songs actually, and reviving them. So all of that are really treasured things. And whatever kind of negative spats kind of happened is not going to wipe away that for me. I refuse to let that happen. You know, I think the bad stuff kind of fades, you know what I mean? But the good stuff is the stuff that feels still really viscerally present and is important.
And Mickey, it's a nice touch that this Borowska album includes a tribute to 4AD's art director, Vaughan Oliver, who passed away in late 2019, and he was as much of Lush's identity as any of the band.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a very funny and mischievous, trickstery kind of character, but incredibly talented. I'm not going to lie, I was slightly terrified of Vaughan, actually, but he really would design records by listening to our music, and he had a lot of love for what we did, which I found incredibly flattering. I don't know, I suppose going along to that funeral, which was actually really shortly before the lockdown happened, you know, had it happened a couple of months later, we wouldn't have been able to gather to kind of celebrate his life. And, you know, like Vaughan, there were people who'd gone to college with him or his sons, and people giving speeches and remembering anecdotes and sharing all that stuff. So you get like you fill out the picture of the person that you might have known at a particular point in time. And I think the lyrics to Vo are a bit about that. You know, there are little snatches of things that people said that he said, and the feeling of loss for the rest of us. So as much as it is about Vaughan, it's also about his funeral and the people who cared about him.
We might have a listen to that song on Static right now. Mickey, it was so great to have a chat to you about this Borowska album. And yeah, I don't know, between COVID and everything else, I don't know when Borowska can ever get to Australia, but I'm going to live in hope.
Yes. Yeah, well, you never know.
It was great to talk to you, Mickey. And this is Borowska with VO now on Static. Thanks.
Thank you.